We're continuing our shiurim on Otzot Chaim. We're on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. We're starting a new parak called Shanukudim Parak Aleph. Shanukudim Parak Aleph. Okay. So I think before we start actually reading the words of the Otzot Chaim, we're going to look through a few different pictures that we've drawn over here to make things, I think, a little bit more understandable. The first picture I want to show you is this picture over here. Okay, this is a picture of the what we call the halbosha of the neshama of Ak. You know, we know we have the world of Adam Kadmon. It was the first world that was created. Now, in there was a kav that came out. Remember, there was a mokum ponoi, and then the kav came in, and around there was the igulim and created Ak. So, in that kav that developed here, what we call inside, you can't see the kav here, but around the kav is what we call the absag mauben. These are Shemus, spelled in different ways, as we saw at the beginning of Kudim. So the blue. So if you look at the middle, this is very important because it comes over and over in its hands. You have to really memorize this. It's not very difficult, but once you have it, you have it. So the middle kav is what we call the ab. Ab is 72. It's a gematria 72 of the Shemus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Now you have four sections of that. So you have the top part which is sticking out over here. That is going to be called the ab. This is the Abda. And then from lower on, you're going to have the Abdesag, which is the second Chelik. And then later on, what we call Tachas Atibo. That's a crucial line. Tachas Atibo, because let's start from the beginning, actually. You have the Rosh. This is the beginning of his head, the Rosh. And then you have the Oznaim. And the third major division is the Tibo. So, Mitachas Atibo, Onak, you have the Ma and the Ben of the Ab. So, I'm looking at the middle column. So, again, Ad the Rosh, Ad the Ozen, you have Ab the Ab. Mi Ozen, Ad Tibo, you have Ab the Sag. And Mi Tibo, Ulemata, you have Ma.
Sagdab.
Sorry. What?
Sagdab.
Sorry, Sagdab, yeah, right. And then underneath, you have Ma Uben de Ab.
And Ma Uben was in the same place, or was one star?
Yeah, one or two. Yeah, the same place. Yeah, more or less together, yeah. And then you have the green. Okay?
So you don't, they're not discussing the Chaitim and the.
So where all that comes out? Comes from the Ab the Sag. That's it. Ab the Sag, we'll see it comes out from there.
Anything from those nine downwards, you mean?
Yeah, it all comes out from nine. So you see the world of what's called the world of Achav coming out from this green chelik, which is called the. Actually, not from the Ab the Sag, sorry, I prefer to say the. Is that right over here? Yeah, the Ab the Sag. The Ab the Sag, right.
Sagdab.
No, not the Sag, the Ab the Sag, yeah, from the green part. Because that we're going to discuss now. Now, the green part. That's the All Hasag, Gematria 63. The top part of it is called the Abdesag, from the origin to the Tibo. Now, the only difference from Tibo downward, then you have the Sag, Ma'uben, the Sag. The last three Cholokim of that all will be underneath the Tibo. Mm-hmm. And then finally, the red section, over here, and the, what color is that? Is that black? Mm-hmm. Or blue? That is going to call the Ma'uben, 42 and Ben 52. 45 and 52, sorry. Those two Shemas, Ma'uben, you have all four sections underneath the Tibo. That's called the Ab, Sag, Ma'uben, the Ab, and the Ben. Sorry, the Ma, the Ben. Okay, so summarize. So again, the most exterior, we're looking at this as a cylinder within a cylinder. They're all three sixes. It's called the Halbosha. So the most exterior one, you have the Ben, and underneath the Tibo, you have the Ma, Ab, Ma'uben, the Ben. And then the red, you have the Ab Sag Ma'uben de Ma. And under the Tibo, you only have from the Sag, you only have the Sag Ma'uben de Sag. And you only have the Ma'uben, the Ab, under the Tibo. Okay, it's something really you have to memorize. But this is the picture of the Halbosha of the Oilers inside of Ak.
Yeah. Now, this is
what's that?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Ab Sag Ma, it should be Ben. Yeah. You're right. Correct. That's a good. Pick that up. Good. Okay, now next picture. So, we spoke about the world of Achav so far, till now. Let's just use this diagram over here. So, I'm using a different diagram now. I'm using this one. So, what we have the world, we can use them together. We're working with the Sag now. And that was the green part. Now, within the Sag, you have the Abdesag, which was the higher part. Right? That was Mi'oizen. I need a third hand here. That's Mi'oizen Ulemata from the Oizen. So this is called the Sag Abdesag. It's called the other side. In this area here, we're going to see the world of Achav coming out. Oizen, Choytem, Pir. So in this diagram, you find here's the Sag, here's the Av. And within the Av, you'll find it dividing into Sag, Ma, Uben, which is the Anayim, Choytem, Pir. Anayim, Choytem, Pir. Yeah? Oznayim, Choytem, Pir.
It's all within Sag.
All within Sag, the Av, right? So we call that Av. Ma, so we call it Sag Ma Ben De Ab De Sag. That's how we read it. Yeah, Sag Kloli, and within the Sag, we're doing the highest part of the Sag, and within the Sag, we subdivide that into Sag Ma Ben, which convertly means Aznaim Choytem Pe. Okay, that's the world of Achav coming out from the green part. Okay, what we'll be learning new today is Anayim, which Rabbi spoke about. So it's a bit of a contradiction here, because on one point we were saying that we see over here on the chart it's actually higher, but mitzad achav we're actually going to see it's going to come up over here from the sag. So we're going to have a sag, this sag, which is going to create this green part over here, which is called oilam nikudim, which is underneath the oilam achav. This is oilam achav, and on this we building the world of Nekudim. Okay, so what's going to happen here is the sag is going to come up into the eyes of Ak, come back down. So it's a lower or, it's called the sag, it's lower than the Ab, but it's going to go up and above all the Achav, come out of the Anayim, and then create this world called Nekudim. Okay, that's the way it's going to work. Is that clear?
It starts below the...
It's the sag, right? It's lower than the ab the sag, which is creating this world. Right. The sag, and it's going to go up, out of the Anayim, and create this, come back down. And it's going to come down, tachas the tibul of Ak, that we just saw in the previous picture.
I see. Even though it comes out from the Anayim...
Even though it comes out from the Anayim, it's going to go back out from the Anayim, and all the way back down the tibul. So let me just show you in this picture. So it's over here. Where's the sag? The sag. Here's the sag. The sag. This is the sag. The sag. So it's going to go up, out of the Anayim, up and above, come back down, and then its final destination is Tachas HaTibul, and all the world of Nekudim will be here, outside of Ak. Okay? Achav is over here. This is the Ab the Sag, and Ab the Sag is split into three sections, and then you have Oilem HaNekudim, which we're starting here. So Perek Aleph.
Not below, like side by side, Caleb.
Around. Everything is Baal Bosha, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the way it goes. We got that clear. Okay, good. So let's start. Asher Aleph. Av, Perek Aleph, Av, Nekudim. So the Nevai Inyan, Oilam and Nekudim, Vehem Bechinus, the Oiros, the Yotim, Derech, Nikve, and Naim, the Adam Kadma. The Hainu, there's two types of oil coming up from the eyes now. We have the Etzim oil and Naim, which we're not going to speak about. That's the Ab. That we don't speak about. It's much too high. We're going to speak about an artificial light which is coming out from the eyes, which we spoke about now, which is coming from Tachas HaTibul all the way into the inside, the penis of Ak coming out of the eye. That's why it says Derech, it's coming only Derech Nikve Enayim. That's the Diyuk over here. Derech Nikve Enayim, the Adam Kadma. And then he goes right. V'hine kva bi'alnu le'el, ki yesh alba b'chinas. There's four different b'chinas. V'hem alba havayas ab sagmo ben. U'bikol b'chinam ahen yesh tantam. Vehine amochim shel Adam Kadman hu havaya de ab. This is exactly the picture we showed over here. This is the ab, the blue part. Omina bechinas oznaim lemata tashlum siyum Adam Kadman hu bechinas sag. This is what we show over here. See the blue part? Here's the sag, the ab, and the ab sag. Ad siyum raglayim. So it goes all the way. See the sag? The way it goes all the way down. The oil comes all the way down. The truth of the matter is, even the ab goes all the way down. This is not really so meduic over here. You have to realize that this ab can really be representing all of this. Right? So let's say this is the ab, and this will be ab, sag the ab. And this will be mao.
Sag the ab down in the middle.
In the green. Let's say, oh, change it. No, we're not, yeah. It's not going to be ab the sag, but rather sag the ab. Right? And then you'll have the Ma'uben, the Ab, over here. So you have the ab sticking out, that's the makom goloi, but the yeftana goes all the way down. Then you have the sag the ab, which goes around it, the oizen lemata, and then the mau ben the ab, which is underneath over here. Okay? So each one you can subdivide into, but always the picture stays the same. So what is he referring to over here, that it's only sticking out mi rosh al oznaim? That's because it's only the makom goloi that we're speaking about. Omnam inu b'china hazeh, so we know there's a big dividing point in Kabbalah between the Olam HaTohu, which is the Olam HaShvira, and then after the Shvira, that's called the Olam HaTikun. So what we spoke about, this division, is the Olam HaTohu, before the Shvira. And Abel Achakar Hayu Bechinas Ma'u Ben Memokam HaTibur Shlo Ad Lemata Bisim Raglayim. So what he's referring to, that this as opposed to here. So before there was this, the Ab and the Sag, and then you had the Ma'u Ben. Posh reading is that Ma'u Ben came afterwards. When the Kav came into Ak, developed, what came with it? The Ab and the Sag. Later on, there was a new something new happened called the Zivuv, and created the other two oilers called Ma'u Ben. Okay, so it didn't happen all in one go like this. It came in stages. You had the Ab and the Sag first, and then after the Shvira, portion reading is then the Ma'u Ben came. Ma'u Ben, the red and the blacks.
You said Zivuk and you said Shvira. Is that the same thing?
No, after the Shvira.
Shvira Melachim.
Yeah, Zayin Melachim that we haven't learned about yet. Yeah. Then there was an episode called a Zivuk up here in Ab Sag Da'ak, and the Sag and the Ab made a Zivuk together. And they created what's called the Ma'u the Ben.
After the Shvira was the Zivuk.
Yeah, and they created Ma'u Ben. Right? That's only one pshat. That's all according to the Yafishah. The Yafishah learns like that. Sorry, that's the Leshem. Sorry, I take that back. The Leshem learns in Biur and Moisei, he learns like that. There was a Halada. There was a creation through the Zivuk called Ma'u Ben. That's the Poshut reading here, though.
So you write this Hashem Osset, so that's what's going on.
Yeah, Hashem Osset, yeah. But the Yafishah doesn't learn like that. The Yafishah learns Taka that it was always there. And what does it mean? Achika, it just means later on got new bechinas. It was made as if there was something new came up. But actually, that was all the ore was there already. And the Beis Lechem Yehuda learns that there's a little bit of a steel in the Rav, in the Arizah, because sometimes he said there was only Ab and Sag, and sometimes Ma'u Ben came later on, and sometimes he said all four. So he says Mesufik Mesafkele. The Arizah himself, or the Ma'acho anyways, and Kolpanim, is a bit mesupik about this point. The Eshel, in Otzot Chaim, just underneath there, the Eshel, the Eifel Shloim Ataka learns, he learns the Pshat, he makes a chiluk between the Pnimius of Ak and the Chitzonius of Ak. In the Pnimius of Ak, Taka, you had all the Bechinas over here. This is inside of Ak. This is what we call the Neshom of Ak. Okay? But when it came out, you only had Ab and Sag at the beginning. After the Shvira, then Ma'u Ben came out. That's what he wants to learn. That's the Achikach here. Yes. This is inside of Ak. Just imagine, around here, there's a goof called Ak, Adam Kadmon. Yes. This is in the Shoma. All came out in Znaim Choytum Pir. What was that? That was Sag. Sag. Ma'u Ben only came after the Shvira. Came out of his Enayim.
They were inside. But
they were inside. So in the Pnimius, you had Ab, Sag, Ma'u Ben. You had everything there. Sometimes you have a Shmur in the Arizah says there was only Ab and Sag. That's referring to what came out. First Ab and Sag came out, and then only later on Achikach, that's what the Achikach is here, later on after the Tikkun, then it came outside of Ak, the Ma'u Ben. That's what he wants to learn. So four different Halachim, either it's a Sofik, either the Pinus Chinus, or Taka and Echinami. Right. Okay, let's go back to Vihine. Kaval Bianu, Kaval Bianu, Ki B'Shem Sag Yesh Tantum. As we know, we can always subdivide every category. So we have Ab Sag Ma'u Ben, and then you also have Ab Sag Ma'u Ben of that Ab Sag Ma'u Ben. Or, if you just want to confuse things, you can change the Erechin. You say, I'm going to split Sag in Tanta wise. That means that there's Tamim Nechlokim Shlosha Chalukos. Shem Oizen Choyten Pe. Omnam Nekudas Hem Bechinas Oilos in Neshochem Minan Ayim. So basically what he just said is the chart we said over here. That you have over here the Sag, and you have the Tamim, and the Tamim are split into three parts. You have Tamim Elyonim, Tamim Emsoim, and Tamim Tachtoinim, which just is Oznaim Chotim Pim. Or you can call it Sag Ma'oben, just different ways of calling the exact same thing. You see that?
That's all part of Abdesag.
That's Abdesag, right.
It's Sag Abdesag.
That's right. Sag Ma'oben, the Abdesag. Okay? But what he's just doing, he's just trying to confuse you here. He's trying to say that it's Tamim Bilyonim, Tamim Tachtonim, Tamim Tachtonim, and so on, and Elyonim, just using different words for the Abdesag Ma'oben.
What he's pointing out. Tamta himself, he called that Tamta itself.
This is Tamta, yeah. This is Tami.
There's Tami.
And this is Nukudos, and then you have Tagim Oysters underneath here.
Can you not make it all just Tami?
This is
Tami. Can you not make it Tamta itself?
Yeah. You can do that as well. Yeah? You can say this is Tami, Nukudos, Oysters, Tagim and Oysters. You can do that as well. You can machalik this into Tamta. This is Erechim. You're just playing with words, trying to be mashver one Erech as opposed to the other Erech. But what he's pointing out here, this is all Tamim. And see this over here? It's called Olam HaNikudim. That's the second Bechina in Tamim, in Tanta.
Oh, Sag.
Yeah. So, exactly. So it's Sag, the Nikud, which is called in our language Sag the Sag. Well, we're just swapping Erechim. That's just to confuse things, right? So let's do that again. Hine. Kavah Be'anu Ki Hashem Sag Yesh Bo Tanta. So split the Shem Sag into Tanta. So the Tamim, which is Abdesag, we saw Achav come out of it, right? Oizim Chotim Pe. Omnam, now we're dealing with the Oilam and the Kudois. Hem Bechinus, or Oilus Nimshochim Mina Naim Shelo, which is the Sag. The Ininu. Kehine, I have Ela Yoitzim Minikve Oznaim, who have a Mat. The Hevel, which is coming out from the ears, it's just a little bit. Ki. Im Odom, let me tell you something practical now. Im Odom Yanir be'etzbo el al nekev oizem yustom oizem bechoize. He sticks his fingers in his ears. Yagish kol havora betoche. He'll hear sort of a buzzing noise. Vizu machmas tenu as a heve shebetoche. Shroitze letzetz lechutz ve'enu yochon. It's the movement of air trying to get out of his ears. That's what's making the buzzing noise. Omnam behas yetzbo enu nirgash. When you take out your fingers, you won't hear this noise anymore or feel anything coming out. We spoke about the oil coming out from the oizen. That is the bechina of the hevel coming out. From the nose, there's more wind coming out that possibly can come out from the nose, obviously from the ears. Right? That's the oil choytem. Now, from the mouth, yesh hevel yoisim mugash. Right? Obviously, there's more wind to come out from your mouth. This is the klal. The more, the lower the ore, we know that, right? The lower the ore, the more mugushim the ore becomes. And that's translated, we see that the enenu, in this world, the more ore, the lower you are on your face, the more wind you can produce. That's where the world of Akudim came out from the Pidak. All came out from the Abdesag. We call it the Tamim Dag. Tabim Sag. So far so good? V'achra mina naim, ayim. Mina ayin yotze nukudo shel sag. Nukudo shel sag is what? It's called the Sag Desag. Okay? Lachain. Ein kol kach hevel nikel be'ayin, kamo shloshem akomes niskol el. Therefore, there's less oil coming out. Ki ayin doime o hanekudos hakotun, kamo atamim.
Ein doime.
Ki ein doime o hanekudos hakotun, kamo atamim. Because the tamim is abdesag, is abd. It's the highest bechinam tanta. Ma'ashi came, we're dealing with the sag desag, which is nekudos, it's a lesser order. Right.
Why? Again, if the first one was Tamim, it should be more.
So one second, you had three types of Tamim. You had Sag Ma'uben of the Tamim, right? Mm-hmm. So Sag had less, because it's a high or more dakistic. From whatever came out from the Choytin, it's a bit more, because more Gushim is coming down. The more, the lower the gets from the Peh, it's much more Gushim, because you're going lower down. Now you're dealing with the Bechina of Sag the Sag, that's why you have much less. You're right, it makes absolutely no sense what I said. Why does it make no sense? Because the lower you get, since we're dealing with the lower bechina, it should be much more ore. much more thicker, right? So what is he saying? That there's much less now. Doesn't make any sense. So Mufashim had this question. I had this Shreya looked around to the Ramaz in the back of the Otsutai, the old Otsutai in Taka. He says, a teretz which I gave in the Ois Nun Zayin. He says, Enechanami, midin mitzav the O itself, you're right, it should be more Megushim. About it coming out from a higher Mokum, from the Naim, Kiro, it's Mesakin the O. It makes it more dakistic. That's why there's less Hevel. There's another teretz given by the Piske Sha'arim, and I saw this. Kein is teretz from the Leshim in Akudim. He says like this. He's talking about the Indian of Tzimtzum. So we see from the Oz Naim, it comes all the way around. He joins up over here. He says, why does it go all the way? Why can't he just go straight to the Oz Naim down here? Why does it go all the way to Makif? He says that's a form of Tzimtzum, and he brings various dugmos of Tzimtzumim. It's a form of Tzimtzum. He says another Tzimtzum we find from the O coming out from the Naim. Where's the Tzimtzum there? Because the Naim are not like the pair in the rest of the Achav. The rest of the Achav is a hole. Here you have something in your hole. In your eye socket, you have an eyeball. The eyeball has seven layers in it. And every time the oil comes out, it's being filtered more and more, so the oil becomes more and more dakistic. It's a form of Tzimtzum. Form of Tzimtzum. So I said, so the Piske Sham says that's what's happening over here. You know why there's less Hevel? It should be more Hevel. Because these layers of the eye, of the Anayim, is removing the Hevel.
Yeah. You might be able to put those two things together. It's basically the same thing. The Anayim as a higher thing.
Is Misakene because Misakene of the, yeah.
This,
You can say that. Okay, so let's go back. Im kol ze, matzinu nevertheless, even though we don't have this ephes, this hevel, and the Mufashim explains what happened, the O is actually being melabish itself in this type of hevel, whatever that means. We don't have that by Nikudus, right? The O which is coming up from the eye, because the hevel has been removed for as a time shiyah. But Apple became the O and Nai has a kochi staklus, because it's coming up from the Nai. Kinira mechush beteva beina beitza tzayana. Right? The ostrich. It's a famous measure. Shenolad mimenu af roach alidei histaklus man ma bil tishteishav alabeitz lechama makishar oifus v'ze yored yored hey yos koach mamosh bistaklus enayim v'hine v'bichin histaklus zeh shel enayim yotzer nukudos. So taki you see mamosh example mamosh b'mamoshes that the ostrich would look at his egg and warm it up without actually having to sit on it, and you see there's a koach in the eyes too, a koach in the eyes. That's the koach in the nine that came out from the nikudos came out. Because so what is he trying to prove over here? There's two different levels here. There's a level called achav, all coming up from achav. Then there's also another completely different level called sag de sag, that's nikudos, has different bechinas. And those are the ones that came out from the nine. Now he's going to prove it to us by form of remozim. Okay, well, we're going to take out a little chart over here, and we're going to go through this Ramazim. Okay, so the first thing he's going to tell us now in the Ramazim is b'zeh tavi mashe she nimsa b'sefer tikunim tikun shivim dav kuf chavov. Find in the Zohar says zamizah shemitzar tzuras havaya al Hashem ben abo oisius b'tziu inayim v'nikudim. Okay, so I have a little picture of this that we don't have to break our heads this time. Here. You ever see such a Havaya? It's an interesting type of Havaya, but we find it in quite a few different places. We find this Havaya. Now, you're going to tell me, what does this represent? I'll tell you in a second. What? Right, so what does it represent? It represents Havaya Denayim. Havaya Denayim. So you see that every part of the Havaya is built with an eye. So for example, over here, that's the yud, so you have three and nine, three eyes. In the hair, you have three here, three here, three here. Vav also you have three. And also in the hair as well, you have nine. Three, three, and three. It's 24 altogether. They make a gematria out of it. They say from the malach, there are actually eight malachas, parashas by Yishlach. And each one got three tagim. Whatever, it's a whole Indian. Besides the Anayim, also has tagim. It's a whole Indian over here. So what does this represent? When you see Hashem like this, you find this in Kavonas of Shema, other kavanas as well. When you see a type of the Arizal writes you a type of Shem like this, you know it came out from the Inayim Da'at. It represents Inayim. Okay? So that's one of the Ramazim, that when you see this type of Shem, and this is already brought down in the Zohar, this is not an invention of the Arizal, a Shem like this represents Inayim Da'at. That's what the B'tzuos Inayim Dinikudim. Besod, and you find a smach to this in Yechezkel, it says, when he saw the Malachim, when he went up, he says, Vaygabotzam Melose Enayim, then the Gufim, the Malachim, the Gufim were full of eyes. What did he mean by that? Ve'inin kol b'chinas ayin hem nukudos k'nizkal. Because where did they get these Enayim? Because they went through the Enayim. These are the Malachim that came out from the Enayim Da'ak, which were the Nikudos. So either you call them Nikudos or Enayim, it's the same thing. So the Rebbe is again writer that the Nikudos came via the Enayim. That's what he's trying to prove here. Okay, now he's going to bring Etlecha Ramazim as well. Yes. Now let's go. He's going to be three or four. Now we're going to mechalik the ab. Remember, we can always subdivide everything. So we're going to subdivide. So we're going to look at this chart over here. This chart over here, you're going to have four sections over here. The first section, we're going to split ab. We're going to split ab sagma ben into the havai. So this is a yud k vav k. So we'll see the ab is divided into the yud, is under the category yud. Sag is the hey rishona. Ma, and then Ben. Okay, that's the way it goes. The second division he's going to talk about is the Sag. We call Tanta. The Tamin is Keneged the Yud. The Kudos are Keneged the Hey. Tagin is Keneged the Vav. And the Ois is Keneged the Hey, Rishoyna. And then finally he's going to make another division of Tamin the Sag, which is the Ois and Keneged the Yud, the Choytin Keneged the Hey, the Pe Keneged the Vav, and the Anayin Keneged the Hey. Hey, Achroina. Okay? All the Erechim. Very simple chart.
How's that clap with this chart? It's up to up.
Ab to Ab Sag. So we'll see in a minute. It's not really, it's not the Amstig Ab to Ab Sag. It's not Mamish and Duish. Because Ab to Ab to Ab, we don't really speak about. It should be actually a Ben.
It should be Ben.
Because it's a lower or.
So this is, right. First, and then I'm
That's right.
Ab to Sag.
This is all sag. This is sag to sag, right? Yeah. This is all sag to sag. Now we're going to divide. This is just an Erechim chart. We'll call it Erechim chart. We're going to compare all these bechinas of ag sag ma'uben, utanta de sag, utamim de sag, or the spheres. How do they split up? How do they mash for themselves to the yud kei vav kei? So let's see that inside. So he says, the first thing he says, hine, kishenim ne ab, shel ab sag ma'uben, ye, kol bechinas ab, Yud min Havaya, Sag is Ois Hei Rishona Shel Havaya, Ma is Ois Vav, and Ben, Hu Ois Hei Achrona, like we see in this chart over here. Then the second chiluk is, Kishenimna Hashem Bechina Sag Levad, when you just take the Sag, Yud Tamim Shel Sag Ois Yud, Nekudos Ois Hei Rishona, Tagim is Keneged Vav, and Ois is Ois, and the Ois is Ois Hei Achrona. So you see that on the chart. Third chilek is made. Kasha nechalek is. If you just look on the chart, it goes very, very nicely.
Because this is Rishonim. Tagging, this is right.
Okay, now third chilek is. He's going to now divide the Yud Kei Vav Kei in Achav and Enayim. So Kasha nechalek gam tamim. The Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? That's what he means. Yeah, ois Yud of the Havaya, oisin, keneged the oisin. The ois Hei of Havaya, Rishoina, keneged the choytim. The ois Vav Havaya, keneged the pen. Ois Hei Achroina, Be'enayim. Hare, so what do you see from here? Ki ayin yesh lo b'chines Hei Rishoina, Hei Achroina. So what do you see on the chart? So Hei Achroina, you see that very clearly. That's this blue box over here. You don't have blue, you have highlighted, okay? So over here you see that the Naima Keneged the Hei Achroina, and also the Hei, the Naim, which is either Sag, which is Keneged the Or Naim, or the Nukudos also is Keneged the Hei Rishoina. Okay? That's the Soid that Pasuk is. Soid Masha Omo Vitikunim, Ani Yishena Vali Be'er. The Shlomo Melech said that I'm sleeping but my heart is awake. So we're going to swap the letters Yeshena to Shnia. Okay? Ani Shnia. Now what does that mean? Ani Shnia Keneged Hei Rishoina. Keneged Hei Rishoina. So here we go. I'm Shnia. It means Hei Rishoina is Keneged the Yud. Is the second to the Yud. Second letter of the Havaya. Ani Shnia. Okay? Keneged Hei Rishoina. Va'ani Yeshena, also keep the words literal. Yeshena, what's the Yeshena? It means I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping, that means the last letter. It's Keneged sleeping, right? Also Keneged Misa, sleeping is the sixth of Misa. Okay? So therefore, I'm going to change the gears a little bit according to the next line, according to the Shah Kavonis, the Shah Domus. Ke'achochmahi Hei Rishoina. So here's the Chochma here, the bottom line. That's Keneged Hei Rishoina. Vehi shnia the keser, and it's also second to keser. You see the bottom line here. This is keser, and here is chokhma. So you see chokhma is second to keser. Now he's going to put it all together. Kinoda, shatamim ham keser. We see that tamim is keneged keser. Sorry, keser is keneged tamim. That's the first column. Right, keser is also keneged tamim. The highest bechina of Tzvir is the highest bechina of Tanta. Kinova shatamim and keser v'nukudot chokma tagim bina v'oisyos sheva tachtonis. That's over here. Keser is tamim, chokma is nukudos, bina is tagim, and zayin tachtonis. Last seven Tzvir is keneged oisyos. V'nimsa. Here we go. Ki ayin hi bechines chokma shehem nukudos. That's what he wants. He's trying to tell us the point that the Enayim are Keneged the Nekudois, right? Chochma is Nekudois Keneged the Enayim. Ke Ayin hu Bechinas Chochma, here we go, this is the Chochma, this is the Enayim, and the Keneged the Nekudois. I know the Remez, again, it's a Remez to tell you that the Enayim, from the Enayim, the Ak, the Nekudois came out. Vizu Tam Shechochma Shechachma Yisrael Nikoim Enei Eidah. That's why they're called Enei Eda, because the Chachamim, Anayim. Kemo she'alma ha'kosev, v'hayayim ve'enei Eda, nasta ushkoga. Ushkoga. Okay? So you see two things over here. What he's trying to bring out, that, first of all, that the Anayim and the Nekudos are tied in together. You see that in the chart. That's the Chochma, that's the Anayim, that's the Nekudos. And as well, the Hei Achrona represents the Misa of the Zayin Balochim. That's the last Hei, the Yeshena Chelik. And that also has to do with the Enayim. See the blue box over here? That's the Enayim. That is the Zayin Balochim. Shemei, so that's Keneged the Hei Achrona. Okay, like I said, these are the Moslems. Right. Now, another Remez in the Pasim Parashat Bereishis. The Eilu Nekudos. Now, these Nekudos that we've been speaking about coming from the Enayim of Ak. These are exactly, these nikus will be the Zayin Malachim that come out, which will die. Kamashi's Bab is out of the Shem. So the Pasuk, Baharis Haiz Tov Vavo. That's what the Pasuk means, that the Aris was Tov Vavo. Kia Ariti Heachron, like we saw on the chart. The Zohar says this, that the Eretz is the last He. She Bechines Ayin, as we saw as well from the chart, that's Bechines Ayin. Vihi asher haisa tovavo. Dahainu, shehi inyan misa sheva malachim. The last hey, the olitz, all that represents the enayim, as we saw from the chart. That's the zayim malachim shemesa. That's the remez in the pasuk tovavo. Ad shebo atikun shalehem ve'ad nemo yi'o vahi'o. Okay, so a little shtickle remez from Parashat Bereishis about the inyan of tikun shvira and tikun. Next Remez.
Is the oil to do with the Enayim?
Sorry?
Is the oil to do with the Enayim?
Sorry, in Kashna? What?
Is this oil to do with the Enayim?
This is the Enayim, yeah. This is all oil here. The oils of the Enayim come out from that. Okay, back. This is sort of Pasuk, another Pasuk in Daniel. This is Daniel davening. He says, Pakach enecha uvei someone seinu. That he said, he's davening to Hashem, open your eyes and see our desolate situation, our destruction. Behaving pasuk zeh, stuck is up in Kabbalah. This pasuk, he was in the stam davening. V'nevah mitzios einyan, And this is how he's going to explain this pasuk. It's going to take a few pages to explain this pasuk, but here we go. The inyan now. The hine nikud teisha. We know there's nine principal nikudim, right? Which is kamatz, which is keneged kesser. Pasach keneged chokhma. Seire is bina, segol is chesed, shva is gvur, cholim is tiferes, chirik is netzach, shuruk is keneged yosoid, and kubut is keneged hod. I said hoyt. Kubut.
So
only shayla, yeah, why he put it that way. He should have actually put kubut for shuruk, but he put shuruk in kubut. Okay. Vayitiv omnam, yesh behem gam ken bechines elyonis. Now this last thing he always says is a bit shverlich, because he says like the omnam, yesh behem gam ken bechines elyonim. Now as far as I know, there's only one nikud elyon. Am I right in saying that? So what does he say? He says Bechin is Elyonim. This should be Elyon.
Shin.
What?
Shin is the dot of the Shin and Sin.
That's not what?
Yes, not good. Yeah.
But that's Cholim, no?
No,
yeah,
the
shin
dot
sin.
To make
it
the shin.
Yeah, but that's not a kud. That's not a kud. It's just to show what's the shin sin. The only kud that we know is chayv. So it's a bit shvur. Why is it elyon?
There's two chayvim. You can have one with and one without.
Yeah, but it's still on top. It should be elyonim. It's elyon. The emtsa kegon shuruk, and also this was also very shvur. It says emtsa kegon. There's only one the emtsa. That's a shuruk. Right? It was kegon. Should be just shuruk. The kol shah tachton, and the rest, that's partial. The rest, all the other nikud are tachton. Shemekom is tachas oisius. V'achekach, and Perigimel, later on we'll see, neva kol zibas, we'll explain all the different levels.
You said one point makhaf is counts as a,
yeah,
something. So that's in the middle of it. You said it earlier on.
Yeah.
But that's the time, I'm talking about the nikudas here. But I tell you, the emes is the lesh. I looked around, thinking the leshem stales on this, and he says, the emes meduktik, the tachlis adiyuk here. And the Goethe, so you say, there's a long shtickle there, which in Mokum Laharich right now, why he says it. You only why he says, Kegoyim, as long as you like every single word there.
My guess, it brings another guess, which is Nikud Elyona, and it brings
one. Elyona, right. Yeah. So the Leshem argues with that, yeah. The Leshem argues with that. He says it's Elyonim. Yeah, it's Meduik, yeah. Okay, right. So, yeah. Okay. It's in Biurim.
Mem base,
Vav Shin, Mavosharam. Yeah, Mavosharam. Hine, Kol Sheva Achroinim, Achroinus, Hem Yudim. Now, if you look carefully at the Nikud, I'm telling you a sod here, when you look in the Nikud, Chutz Mishtei Nikudus Rishonis, Kamatel Patach. So you look at all the Nikud, you'll find dots, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only two which are not dots are which one? The Kamat and the Pasach. Right, Shem Shtei Vavim V'Yud Achas. Right, the Kamat is a line and a dot. Right, and the Pasach is just one line. So that's two. What's the gematria? Two Vavim and 22. A Yud is 22. Ve'inyan ki kasher nimsa kol Yudim shebeshevan nukudois elu. If you count of all the Yudim of all the seven, you come out to 13. There's 13 Yudim, 13 dots. Shmikz in the kud of the zayin. Ham gematre kal, 10 times, every yud is 10, so you have 13, so you have 10 times 13 is 130, which is the meaning ayin. Ay. Lahoyres, why? Again, to tell you this, again, this Ramesh is Ramesh drilling us that the hikimin ayin yotsu and the kudois.
Yes.
The seven nikudos came off in the 9. Now nisharu kamas v'patach. What's the remez there? What's the nekud of the kamas v'patach? I'm telling you, shehem yud v'shtei vavim, shehem gematr chavbeis, the 22, which is ten sod chavbeis, so it's shehem nasu hakelim shel anekud. That's the 22 letters. So you see, from the kamas v'patach made the kelim of all the esesfirs, and from the zayin tachtonim were all the oiras. Right. So now there's a very simple question we can ask. We just said that all nikud are connected to the Esses fields, right? Kamas is connected. Kesa, the highest nikud is Pasach, it's Kamas, which is connected to Kesa. Pasach, which is the second lowest, which is Chokhmah. Right? And the rest are lower. What's stronger, a Keli or the All? Pasht is the All. So how is it that here we have the Kesa and the Chokhmah creating the Keli? And the low ones are creating the all. Do you appreciate that?
Chav
beis oisus, which are the kelim, are created in the kamatz and the pasach, which is the kesach chochma. Masha en kein, the lower ones, those are all.
The thirteen years.
Even without the kuf and all that, just think about zayin tachtonim from chesed gevul tiferet netzach hod yisod. All that, all the nekud, all their nekuds. Right, shulchan aruch. All those, no, those create all.
Where did we see that?
Well, you just said it. Yeah. You said it early on, right? The kul rishon is kamas bada. Kikasha, only they created the kelim. Masha enken, the rest were completely all. So I would ask you again. You have ten oilers coming up in the nine ak. The ten oilers come on the nine ak. They came on the two bechinas. They came out first of all in Oilus, and they came out with Kalim. The Kalim came out from the two first, Kesel Chochma, and the rest of them, all the rest, came out in just Oilus. Okay? But even their Kalim came out from the Kesel and the Chochma. Okay? This is not my Kasha, they are his effect, this Kasha. Vim Toimo. Right? I was mazbir to you that the first two are ma'ulim shebekulam, the kesach chochma, creating kelim, which is, if anything, it should be creating the all, not the kelim. Pasnish for the two higher all to creating kelim for the lower bechinas.
Because it's too big, possibly, but it won't be able to.
What's too big? The Kesa Chochma?
I mean, the Kali will be so big that it won't. The I don't know, maybe it's too big for the eye. I mean, what's the.
What would you
see, because Kali is always a smaller eye.
It's more Magushim. It's much more Magushim than the more Dakistika. Oh, Panimi, it's much more.
But it needs to be stronger in order to hold the Oros. So it needs to come from a stronger place.
Okay, let's see what the Ari says. Om name inen hu ki me elu stein kude geschönes shem kes ve chokhma shel nikud shel nikud es kenoda mehem yotzu keli mel kol sha ve hem asher holidu ve em tsiu keli le sfirois asher tachtehem. That these two haligos, they created the kelim, came out from them. The Heilig, besides the all which came out from them, they also created kelim. The Tiva Chayim just adds a few more, so makes me a little bit more musba. The Heinu, that we tiny that from the Kesa and the Chochma are doing a pula, which is not so great for their stature, right? Kesa and Chochma should be producing all, not kelim. So zok there, the Arizal, now what's happening is actually they're producing both. About the producing all. But they're producing all and Kali, which is a mile above the other seven. The other seven only produced all. The seven Nikud, they only produced all. They are the extra mile that will produce even Kali. That's the Shvach here. That's the mile that the Kesa, it's not,
but then you should have had more than Kuflamet. The Gematria. If these ones have also got Iris, then it should have come.
Kuflamed Aleph, 140. Well, no, the other ones.
It's not that type of Iris, it's a different type of Iris.
They're not Nakudas Iris, it's a different, must be some sort of other type. I hear. Yeah. Okay, that's one test. He gives another test as well. Ki hene noda sheven nekudas atachtoines, zayin tachtoinen, right? Hem sheven melochim shemesa. We know, we're going to see, we don't know that yet, but we're being told here that the ten will be split up in two categories, the first top three and the next seven. Okay, the seven actually were the melochim who died. They represent by the seven melochim shemesa. Aval rishonim lo mesu. The first. I have rishonim, I don't know. The first three. And the first three did not die, which is Kesu Chokhma Bina. They did not die, meaning die. They didn't go down to Bia. They know that Kibichinas Misa Hishvira. Excuse me. the Misa, which is called Misa over here, is called Shviras Akelim, that they weren't able to take the oars, we're going to learn later on, and they shattered. V'lachein Asheva Nukudos Achroinos Nish'oru Bli B'lo Kelim, their Kelim broke. Rak O Levan, they blacked only all. Remember, there's two things in every sphere, there's O and Kelim. When they're all, the Shefa came to them, all the Kelim shattered, and they only left with their own all. Shuv b'chinas Nekudos, and they only stayed with Nekudos Chelik. Aval Rishonim Shalom Meisu v'nishtar im HaKelim Shalahem, hina Orvus Ahem Ne'elomim Nidlavishim b'toch HaKelim Nikroim b'shem HaKelim v'hem Shehem Chav Beis Oysez Moses v'kamas v'pasach v'keniska. So what he's saying over here, again, another Shvach was, it's not that they're only creating the Kelim. The Kelim is a form of Shvach, meaning that only their Kelim were able to survive what's going to happen, what's called the Mikra Melochim, the story of the Melochim, as opposed to the other Kelim. Okay, so those are the basic two tools. These are just Ramazim. Vini, Kamatz Mora Ale Kesa Kenoda, right? As we spell that, Kamatz Pasach, it's going in the order of the spheres. Kesa Chochma Binadad. The Kesa Hu Tamim, so. Va Pasach Mora Ale Chochma. Vehem Nukudos. ולכן נקרא שני נקודות אלו קמץ ופתח. Now he's going to go on to the wording. Why is it called קמץ and why is it called פסח? Everybody think of this? Why, who gave you these names? He's going to explain to you why they call this. כי הם מורים על עניין הניסקה. This is again, he's going to bring it all back together. Why is it called these קמץ? Why is it called קמץ and פסח? הוא שכל זמן שעדיים לא יוצאו רק התמים, which is called the Ab Shalasag, Ab Shalasag, right? Shehem Bechinas O Oizen Choytim Vepir, Oizen Choytim Vepir. So that's the Ab Shalasag, which came out, which is called the Sag Moben, the Ab Shalasag. Adayim Hayo Oiz Kamutzim Stumim. That's where the lotion comes from. Kamatz is Kamutzim, Kamatz. Kishabo Bechinas Nekudas, Mashayen came when the Nekudas came down, which is was from the sag to sag, a lower bechina, hem chokma, that's chokma in the level, in the erechina of kesa chokma, she pasach, v'hi bechinas ayin, as we said, ki hem bepisichu de anayin, the ayin, that's the lashon of the Zohar, that's the opening of the eyes, keniska v'tikunin, v'zeinya nekudas a pasach, and this is the nekuda a pasach, meaning it started to open up. That's what he's trying to tell you. At first the oil came out from the achav, it was very close of it, was komatz, and then later on when it came out, bebechinas chokma, it seemed sag de sag, came out from the anayim, it started opening up pasach. Aval betchila bebechinas etamim, when it was still high up in the ab de sag, who shuhem kese, who komatz, very closed up. Ke oiles hem kemutzim v'stumim. Okay, so now you knew that. You ever heard this pattern, komatz and pasach? Okay. Now,
Pasach is how you open your mouth, no? After you open your mouth wide and comments the bits.
Yeah, that's why. Okay. Why does it sound like that? Because the comments is closed and the other part is wide.
Right.
Yeah.
When you shout at something, don't go, oh, it's your ah.
Right, let's just go through a few more lines and we'll stop here.
Right, that's Ashkenazi way of speaking in the comments.
Renalda, I posted Pakach Enech. Now we're going back, we're trying to explain all this, we're trying to explain our Pasuk of Daniel. That he says, open your eyes, open your eyes and see our desolate situation. Pakach Enech. We're going to medak all these words. Kikashe ba bechinis ayin, shur nekudos, right? What was he referring to? When he was saying, open your eyes, he was referring to the oilam nekudos. Benema az pakach enecha bepitichu de'anai, open your eyes, let me open the eyes, let the oilers of a nine come out. V'ini kevan izvay ki kol bechinas elu hem b'shem sag v'ashem haze romiz lebina, bina, right? Because you have ab is keneged chokma, you can do that erech as well. Sag is keneged bina, you can do that. So what's pshat in bina?
It's good to pass me.
Okay.
You're not Kesa, you mean?
What?
You're not referring Kesa.
He's not reckoning Kesher now. He's doing a different Erev Chinah. Vine Kavan is back. He called the Chinahs Elu Hem B'Shem Sag. Okay, the Nikudos, right, or Sag. V'Shem Ze Roimez Libina. Bina. Shehi Gvura Ilo. Bina is a tzad, right, on the left hand side. That's a tzad Gvura Dinim, Shtak Dinim. V'Bat Talye Adinim. V'Chim Bezu B'Chinah Shel Sag Ha'Inim Bitul Malachim. It's all one Inim. Bitul Malachim, Enayim, Nukudois, all that. The Enayim Kimam Nukudos created the Shiva Malachim. He's trying to tie everything up. Vegam Pchotis Asag, when you divide Sag, Yeshbo Bechinas Atamim, Shem Gam Nikraim Ab, Im Heyos Veshem Sag, Omnam Nikro Shel Sag, Hem Ikris Sag, Omnam and Nukudos Shel Sag, Hem ikruyus asag atzmo. That means we're dealing with the sag, the sag. That's the ikru part of the sag. Because in sag you have ab the sag, the sag, ma the sag, ben the sag. What's the most important part? It's the sag, the sag. That's the most ikru part of it. Shehem sag shebesag. V'sham hayabitul umisa. That's the most the mokum which has the most dinim in it. Bina the bina, or din the din. That's where the bina. That's where it happened. V'zeh sod akol. Sag Yachtov, a pasuk in Tehillim, Necholov. Actually, the pasuk is Kulo, Sag Yachtov, Necholov. Nelocho. So, there, what is that? It's referring to the Kilkul, Sag, the Rashi said over here, so Sag is the impurities, and the Tzudas is a different child. Sag is going backwards, also. So, and the Cholut, all this refers back to this business over here that we're speaking about in the Nikudim. Kibashem Sag, the Tehillim, we just read Sag, but in Apisod we know Sag means Sag. Hayekol Bitul. That's what Necholut means. Kilkul happened in Sag. The Sag Atzmo Mori Alze, Uloshu Nasogu Achon, like you just said, Shu Bitul. Shu Bitul. Okay, so we're run out of time. Next thing is a little bit of a different Inyan. Okay, so those are the Ramazim, and then we're going to just finish off with a bit of Gematrias, and then we'll finish this Perek, so Hashem. I hope it's a little bit clearer than last time we spoke about it, and we'll continue next time we meet.